Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of Clueless Cast. I'm Monkey, or Trent, and these are my two co-hosts, That Guy in Gaming. The dude's Ola. Name is literally Guy, or Petra, a.k.a. Audrey.
You did not just do me that dirty.
You're like, my name's Monkey, otherwise known as Trent, and this and That Guy in Gaming, otherwise known as, his name is literally just Guy. It's like as if you're saying my name is bad.
Your parents did you dirty, bro. They named you that.
Dude, I think it's a cool fucking name.
Thank you. I actually have a funny story about that, my name. My dad, after I was born, didn't know what to call me yet, and he was talking to my mom on the phone, and he was like, so what the fuck are we gonna call my child, my newborn son, my pride and joy, my love of my life? And he looks to the car in front of him, and it said, with like as an insurance ad, trust in Guy. And this was in Israel, so it's a very common name. And my dad just had like a fucking light bulb moment and was, I know what we're going to call him. And hence my name is Guy.
Wait, hold on, Petra, who are you waving to?
I am just testing my camera, fucking FPS on my camera. No, I'm just
Everybody
making
wave.
Sure. I'm just making sure my camera's not fucked up. Sorry.
Hi, Petra. How are you? So. I usually don't look this tired, but I'm on like 4 hours of sleep.
Yo, same.
Yo, you 4 hours. Fine. 4 hours? 4 hours of
Trust
sleep,
me,
gang.
Once you get into college, that'll be pretty normal. Once you get into college, 4 hours of sleep is actually like a good night's sleep.
No, I wouldn't say college. I'd just say once you hit like 19.
Yeah, once you grow up.
Once you become an adult.
Yeah.
That's why the parents are always like, get as much sleep as you can, because you're never going to get in any more sleep than that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Schools don't let us get sleep, like, at all.
Bro,
so,
what?
Oh, my God.
You could literally go home and take a nap at, like, fucking 5 p.m. and then do,
yeah,
like, 2 pages of homework.
No, but, like, a night's worth of sleep.
I actually saw a video about this. This guy was fucking genius. He was like, if you guys go to school and you don't, or you're in high school, I have a little bit of a trick for you. Right when you get home, go to sleep. And then wake up at like midnight. So school isn't something you wake up for. School is something that you end your day off with, which is a lot easier to do than to wake up to school and have to rush to get ready and everything. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait,
I should have done that. You are not paying attention.
No, I'm confused. You said
he said go to sleep right when you get back from school and then wake up at midnight.
I actually used to, like, I almost did that for a streaming schedule where I'd wake up at, like, 9, and I would stream from, like, 1 a.m. to, like, 6, and then I would go to school. Like, that was, like, a streaming schedule I almost did, but my mom didn't want me to, so.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Like, my dad wakes me up nowadays at, like, 7:30 to 8. You shouldn't have it in your hand in the first place, bud.
I normally wake up at like 5, like I wake up at like 4 or 5 or 6, like those are the times I wake up.
A.M.? I cannot. Mm-hmm. I cannot. I have to wake up at 7:30 because of this new job I'm getting, so.
Where are you working?
Well, right now it's DoorDash, but I'm hopefully going to be getting quality assurance testing.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
The people who test the games and the apps that you're using. The people who find the bugs.
Oh, you're going to be a bug tester.
Yep, cool. But not for a video game company. At least not yet. It's just going to be a software company. Anyway, I actually have some good topics today, but Petra had one that I was actually very interested in that he told me. Would you like to bring that up?
Yeah, well, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like super fucking outdated, but I want to talk about the Twitch payout scandal and how everyone's fucking like income got leaked. And everyone like got like shocked that streamers made money.
Wait, bro, this is already outdated by the time we're recording this.
Okay,
hold on, wait. People were mad that streamers were making money.
Yeah, people were specifically mad at like Hassan. Like he's a streamer. I actually watch him. He's pretty entertaining.
And like, yeah, he is. He is extremely entertaining.
Yeah, like and like people got mad at him because like they found out that he's wealthy. Like, okay. I don't know. Maybe it's like an outdated subject, but I just think it's like interesting that people get mad at streamers for making money. Like, people don't understand, like, I don't know.
I don't think it's outdated. I still think it's an interesting topic because, like, you're the one donating the money to them in the first place, and the reason why he's making so much money is this man fucking streams for like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, well, but like I heard him on a podcast say his like top dono was like $35. Like, he doesn't, because he doesn't read donations, so people don't donate to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Twitch subs and also the Adderall. Like,
well, Adderall, at least I'm assuming, ad pay isn't, I don't watch shit on Twitch.
But like, when you have so many viewers, it's not gonna be that bad.
Well, at least from what I know, like ad pay isn't shit on Twitch. Like,
ad pay is like you get like 10 cents per 100 views. It's not that good.
I'll take any 10 cents I could get.
Obviously, but like, okay, let's say you do 2 ads an hour and you have 1,000 views. That's $2 every hour.
Which is literally nothing.
And it's fucking nothing.
If you're like Hassan and you stream 8 hours a day, that's like $6 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that literally...
Well, then it's definitely like just the Twitch subs that the money is going to be coming
from.
Well,
I heard Penguinzo say that, like, they underestimated, like, how much they made.
Oh, what the fuck? Why'd you call Critical Penguinzo?
Or Penguin Zero. I heard Penguin Zero say that, like his reported like 135.
Call him Critical, bro. No,
we all know who you're talking about. Moist Critical.
Penguin Zoe.
Yeah,
Moist
Critical, as someone who was on that list, said that like they lowballed it. That like they made it. Like it was under the amount that they actually fucking made.
Like, I get why people want to be sort of personal about that stuff, but I don't personally know. I wouldn't care if people found out how much money I make, because I'd sort of put all of that into making more shit for you guys, for like the viewers to watch. Like, I don't care if they find out I make a certain amount of money. Like, I don't give two fucks. If they don't like it, then they can just stop watching. But I can see why that could be such a big issue.
I don't understand why, because I mean I don't know why you get mad at that.
Well, I mean, people already get hate for it. Like, the amount of YouTubers that go into interviews and they're like, "So how much do you make?" Like, they did that to Ninja in a very big interview he went to a while ago. And that was fucked. That was legit fucked.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I've never, how much do you make? I've heard him like talk about it, but I've never like...
Like, he went into like a legit interview, like TV, like that big. And they were like, "So Ninja, how much do you make?" Like, I don't know about what he said after that, but he was shocked.
I feel like 90% of the people who are getting mad at these streamers don't understand how much, like, actors make. Or at least are not factoring that in when they're getting upset.
Mm-hmm. The thing with actors, though, is that no one really knows. Because,
you make a lot. You make stupid money. Like,
oh, no. Acting makes you a shit ton. But no one really searches up how much an actor made from a movie. Unless, and I'll say it, you're a nerd. No one searches up, how much money did Chris Pratt make from Guardians of the Galaxy 1? Like, nobody gives
a fuck.
Who's
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Oh, I thought you said Chris Pratt. I swear you
said
Chris Pratt.
I did not say Chris Pratt. I did not
say
Chris Pratt.
I get what you're saying. And, like, even if you're, like...
I'm just here to, like, criticize you guys for calling people different names.
If you were to, like, even go... if you were to go through every movie that an actor were to make in their catalog, like, you still wouldn't have a close estimation as to how much money they have. Like, that just...
Or, like, musicians.
And that's probably
musicians
just...
make crazy money.
Do they?
Well, just, like... Yeah.
How much do musicians get for, like, plays?
The top of the top do, because, like...
Yeah,
that
is true.
Like, as someone who's, like, who, like, wanted to be an actor, like, there were some casting calls I got where it was, like, you get paid, like, $1,000 a day just to fucking be an extra. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's...
Well, yeah, they got the budget for that, so...
Yeah. Like, you want to be a fucking... You just want to brush your teeth with Colgate and pretend to be happy? Here's $1,600. Like, it's...
Oh, shit. It's fucking hard to do well as a musician, bro. It's worse than YouTube.
No.
Spotify pays. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Spotify pays.
Dog shit.
0.006 cents per play.
Yeah, but unless you're like Ed Sheeran, it's like not profitable.
Yeah, well, obviously, but that he has like millions of plays.
No, no, no. But like, think about it. They don't make their main revenue through like Spotify or YouTube, but they get the ad revenue from Spotify, YouTube. Then they get their income from Apple Music or like that type of music.
Well, obviously, but that's only two different platforms. It's still very low. It's still very low.
Yeah,
because I know artists on Spotify. Well, I don't know, but I listen to artists on Spotify who have like maybe 100,000 plays on a song, and that's like their best song. Like it's probably very difficult to be a musician.
I mean, to do anything artsy is fucking difficult. Like, and like,
it's hard to make it in that world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's also like the same for us type, basically, like any sort of YouTube or any
well,
sort of
that's
creativity.
Why when you're that's why when you're pursuing something creative, like you still have to have a life, like you know. Like, you can't, like, everyone has this fucking dream of, like, moving and living in a box and making it as, like, a YouTuber. No, it's living probably not gonna fucking happen, okay? Like, you still have to have a social life, you still have to have income, and then when your fucking creative income surpasses your, like, normal life income, then that's when you can quit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a fucking psychopath if you think you can, like, you know, like, obviously it's worked out, but, like, that's, like, one out of a million.
That's why a lot of...
You know Harris Heller, he, sorry to cut you off, but Harris Heller, he has a quote that... I'm sorry, I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It's fine. And you sounded so sad. Anyways, Harris Heller had a quote where he said, don't, like in his streaming videos and like YouTube tricks, tips, whatever, those type of videos, mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, this person might have made it doing this, but like the majority of people don't. Always assume you're the majority, not the exception. Type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's and back to my point where you just don't.
Yeah, no.
You still
like
have your
saying
life.
I agree with you completely.
Mm-hmm. It's really strange because most YouTubers who make it big are scared to take a break because.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because when they first start, they need to be on that shit like weekly, at least. Hopefully, like daily if possible. But they need to like record, edit, and post videos. Like grinders. So most YouTubers don't take breaks until like 2-3 years after they actually make it. And that's only when they're about to break down.
It just depends on like the YouTuber. Like, I mean, the
Markiplier's.
Like there are some YouTubers like PewDiePie that don't take breaks for like 10 years and then they'll take
But
like,
also
like,
he doesn't, he doesn't edit his own videos. Like, don't
no,
get me wrong,
he, but
I
he,
love
but,
PewDiePie.
But PewDiePie, like for his size, like he only has 2 fucking editors. Like, there's YouTubers with, like, a million subs that have, like, entire teams to produce their content. So, yep. Like,
I do think that...
Oh, no, go ahead. My bad. Okay. My bad.
I do think that the bigger YouTubers are sort of... I don't want to say lucky, but they kind of are in a sense because they were like, here when YouTube just started off. So the majority was a lot less than it is now. But also, they learned... very fucking quickly on how to post daily, how to do all this shit. Like, if you look at Markiplier or Jacksepticeye or PewDiePie, they post daily and their videos are really good quality. Like, they're not just shit posts. Like, they're actually playing games and they're actually doing things. Like, Markiplier makes a date with Markiplier. Markiplier makes, like, fucking...
heist
who killed
Markiplier.
Yeah, a heist. Like, he makes all this shit. And now Jacksepticeye is doing the same thing. Monkey, what is your question?
Hi, my name is Monkey, and I was wondering...
For you audio listeners, he was waving his hand.
Oh, yeah. That was like raising my hand like I'm in class or something. Mm-hmm. But do you think there's ever going to be another platform that overtakes YouTube? Because if you think about it, like,
yes.
Those content creators, like, at the very start, Smosh... like, you name it, whoever, like, I'm using Smosh as the example, right? They were making websites on their, or making videos on their own website, and that's what got them, like, well, no, that's not what got them famous, but then they found out about YouTube, so they started posting on YouTube, right? And that's where they are now, obviously, but, like, do you think there's going to be another website where, you know, you take that little risk, or, like, you just take that little extra step that you don't need to take, and that could turn into something huge?
No, at least not in the near future. No.
Oh, no, definitely not in the near future. But I do think that YouTube will be overthrown one day because...
Really?
Yeah, dude. Fucking adpocalypse. Like, all of this shit about it's impossible to sort of do good unless you dedicate all of your fucking time to it. Like, don't get me wrong. I saw Game Theory's video about it, like, being more adult now, which is true. But again, it's very hard to make it nowadays, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's sort of like a trial. If you make it past the beginning, then you can sort of actually fight in the big dog leagues or whatever.
It's a hurdle. Like, yes. Just, like, because if you don't make good content, you're not going to get an audience.
And then you can't make good content every day.
Once you learn how to, like, kind of, like, be entertaining, like, there's definitely, like, a skill to being entertaining.
And yeah, 100%.
So, what
sucks? Wasted potential.
Your mom.
What do you mean by wasted? Like, people who, like,
call mom my phone.
No.
You mean, like...
Hold on, Petra. Something's happening.
Don't. Audio listeners, he's calling his mom. Stop.
Hello?
Hey.
Wait, no. Hey, can I talk to her on the headphones?
My friend Guy said you suck.
No. Let me talk to her. Right. Stop.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Let me talk, you son of a bitch.
She's sad now.
That was your fault, you fucker.
You said my mom sucks.
You said my mom sucks. Both of my moms, like literally 10 seconds ago. You son of a bitch.
You have four moms.
I have two. Stepmom and a normal mom. You son of a bitch.
Wait, actually?
Yeah. I have abandonment issues with my mom. Anyway,
moving on, I wanted to talk about Lil Nas X.
See
my Halloween dog?
Look at the Halloween dog. You got abandonment issues too? Fucking high five.
Woohoo!
Hey, abandonment issues. Dap me up.
I don't think so.
You can only say that if you have abandonment issues.
Yeah, quite. I have quite a bit under my belt. But anyway, that's a story for another time. If you guys want to hear about that, keep listening to the podcast.
My mom just texted me. I called my mom and I said, you know, you just heard. I said, my friend says you suck. And then she texted me her boyfriend's name.
Oh.
I gotta go, bro.
Am I the only one who doesn't get what's going on right now?
I get it. It's just a corny joke.
She said, you suck. And then she said her boyfriend's name. She's saying she sucks him.
Okay.
I get that what was supposed to be made there, but very poorly made joke. Anyway.
That wasn't a joke. She just texted me his name. Okay. And then I said,
going
what?
Off
and then
from that.
She says, never mind.
Okay.
Going off.
Halloween dog, everyone. Anyways, Halloween dog. Visual listeners or audio listeners, okay. There's a Halloween dog.
Guy. What subjects do you want to talk about?
Okay. All right.
This is a really scuffed transition.
Okay. This is only for celebrities, I guess, or people that you would see as celebrities. Who is your fuck, marry, kill?
Fuck, marry, kill? Like, just in general? Like,
yes. Who is your fuck, marry, kill?
It's so fucking vague.
In any celebrity. Of course, I don't know all the celebrities, so I'll probably be researching most of them. But any celebrity. Actually, you know what? We've been talking about YouTube this whole episode. I want to know who your fuck, marry, kill on YouTube is.
I don't... Well, the thing is, like, I watch, like, all dudes. So, like, that's kind of, like, hard to answer.
You can't tell me you don't watch a single girl. There's a lot of good ones. Like, FaZe Kaylee. Aches.
Yeah. Kaylee's good, but I don't watch... She's not a YouTuber, though.
Yeah, she is.
She is? I just watch
her streams. Yeah, she posts YouTube videos. It's YouTube videos of her streams. But, you know, same thing.
Yeah. I'll watch her streams, and it's just like...
And just like, streamers. You
know, it's, like, just, like, the most, like, random shit. She's, like, such a shit poster.
Listen, I had on my list... I'm gonna leave that topic for later. Favorite games. Who is your fuck, marry, kill? If you had to live in the forest, what would you do? And just the words, Lil Nas X.
I already live in the forest. Like,
wait, say that again? Hold on, wait.
Nothing. Anyway, let me ask a better question.
No, I would kiss that man.
Okay, better question. What would you guys buy with $100 worth of sex toys? Like, you have $100, you can only buy sex toys.
I would probably buy like a fleshlight, which is only like $20.
You can come up with your own machines, by the way. You can come up with new innovations.
I don't know, like... I don't really like. I'm very like conservative. Like I'm not really.
I don't either. But I want to know what you guys would come up with.
Come, I would hang them from my ceiling. You know,
I would hang what? You need to be more specific, there, buddy.
Yeah, like what would you, I don't know.
What would you?
I'm not continuing this conversation. I thought we had good topics.
We did.
Then let's hear them.
This is a good one.
What do I say?
You want me to answer first?
Yes, you answer.
All right, I will buy. I would buy a dragon dildo.
Oh, dude, aren't those like fucking 8 feet long?
Yes.
You don't have one.
And I would have it. No, I do not. And I would have it hung up on my wall. I would have it hung up on my wall. Like a fucking like one of those dead animals that they what are they called? Like they put stuffing into them, and they like have it hanging out of the wall, taxidermied. I'd have it, and I wouldn't have it hung up like that. I'd have it hung up like this, so it droops down.
Why so detailed?
Because I've thought about it.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know if.
What?
No.
It's an actual question. What's wrong with you, buddy? We're past the 10-minute mark, which means that YouTube doesn't care anymore.
My coworkers are gonna find this podcast.
I thought it was the first.
Talking about a dragon.
I thought it was the first 30 seconds that you can't curse in, and then after that, it's
I
like
don't know. I don't know. I'm not good. I'm not good with YouTube. I have 100 subscribers.
Damn! Why'd you gotta flex on us like that?
What do you mean,
Dave Chappelle? I want to talk about Dave Chappelle being canceled. I've really been wanting to talk about that.
Research moment.
I don't think we should talk. You know what?
Why?
I think we should talk about.
No, I think we should talk about it. It's a good fucking subject.
Oh, is this the fucking?
This is because
the religious comedian.
No, what? No.
No, wait, hold on, real quick. I think we should talk about something else that's gonna fly over guy's head also, just to make fun of him for not knowing this. Squid Game.
I know about Squid Game.
Have you seen Squid Game?
I have, but Guy has not, and he's
refusing
to watch it.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it then, because I don't.
No, I don't want to watch it. I already know most about it anyway.
Yeah, well,
I literally know everything. Here, test me now, and don't ask for names, you son of a bitch.
Well, just
I don't even
know
the characters.
Well, just say what you know then, and we can validate.
Wait, hold on, no spoilers though, in case any listeners are still
okay. Squid Game spoilers.
I don't care.
It's been out for fucking ever. If you haven't watched it yet, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Spoiler.
If you have, it's on Netflix. Most people have Netflix. It's been out for fucking 5 weeks. If you haven't watched it, all right.
Warning. Go.
Okay, audio listeners, I will input me saying what time to skip to right now. 23:17. To get past the spoilers, and YouTube listeners, you will see it on the screen. All right, cool. Giving myself more work. Let's go. Anyway,
I burped.
I know that the beginning is red light, green light. After that is the fucking sugar cookie shit. After the sugar cookie shit, it's the fuck. What's after that one? Isn't that the glass?
No,
the glass. No, that's like the last. That's like the second to last game.
Then what's the one after Sugar Cookie?
I have no fucking...
Tug of War.
Tug of War? Oh, it's really? It's not Tug of Rope, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so Tug of
Wait,
War...
Wait, you call it Tug of Rope?
I don't remember what either, I fucking call it. It's been
or.
Years
You just call it tug of Rope.
War. Either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I don't
okay,
remember.
I'm done criticizing you guys for the ways you say names or weird words.
Well, yeah, we're not white, okay?
I'm Moroccan, right. I'll have you know.
We actually have, like, fucking, like personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're
not copy
first
and
paste. Episode.
Yeah, but it's against the white, which is kind of new here.
What do you mean here?
Well,
against the tiki torch whites.
Oh my god. Why? Why? What did I do?
We do not condone racism. Anyway, what Petra? Whoa!
The only person in this group who I've heard been racist before is Petra, and that was against himself.
Wait, when was I racist?
Okay, hold on.
What
if
you said about yourself in the group chat?
If you're racist, if you're racist about yourself, I don't see you as racist.
No, he's not a racist, but he was just
no. In
around.
General, like if I make a racist joke about Jews because I'm Jewish, by the way, if you're racist to yourself, I don't see that as racist. Like. If I go up to my Jewish friend, and I don't know, I make a joke about, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to bleep that out in post. It was a racist joke, guys. Okay.
But if we laugh at that, we're racist.
Okay. Well, no, that's the thing. I don't see that as racist because I said that I'm not yeah. racist because I myself am Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't
now,
see that as
now,
racist.
Now, if I were to say it, it'll be racist.
Yes, that's a different story.
Oh, bro, that yeah. one was terrible.
No, like but it's just.
I have way more.
Like it's okay to like joke about your own race. Like I don't know what jokes you make about white people. Like
monkey.
Let's all go around and share our favorite racist joke, guys.
On this ground.
Okay, I do think that one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I will say real quick, the reason why I'm not stepping foot on this ground is because white people are way too sensitive and they're snowflakes about everything. So it's like, if I were to say something, like everyone of my race is going to
Who gives a fuck? What the fuck are they going to do? Tweet at you?
Monkey, technically I'm white. I'm just very fucking tan.
I feel like the idea that, oh, whites are going to get offended, they're snowflakes. I feel like you're just dodging the fucking question.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm saying,
no, like, it is a very like hard question to answer because it is kind of fucked.
That's not even just white people. Everyone's snowflakes these days.
No, it's not. No.
Everyone is a snowflake.
Oh,
yeah,
not everyone.
No, there are a lot of fucking snowflakes.
I could tweet out fuck BTS and my address is out there.
But
the more that you give attention to those people, the more that people think that we care about how they feel.
That is
like,
true.
People have to realize that no one gives a shit about you.
But like, it gets too far, though.
If you are unironically tweeting out that you are getting offended, like you don't have the you probably don't understand the fact that if you're to die tomorrow, like the world will just fucking like move on. Like no,
it
one
does. It can go too far, though. It can go too far because, like, let's say someone hates you so much that they fucking SWAT team you. Like,
yeah, that's bad. That's,
like, it goes too far, and that's why a lot of people are. I love trolling. That's why a lot of people are scared to talk about what they believe. Because
you see, I'm not. I talk about what
I'm not either.
Yeah, I talk about whatever I want. Like, dude, ask Monkey. Like, I don't like every time Monkey and I would stream, like in the fucking Fortnite competitive days, like I would say so much shit.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying.
I'm always fucking being like, I'm always like testing the waters, seeing what I can't say.
I have said so many things and have had a lot of things said while streaming, and nothing happened to me. Then again, I also have like a max of 20 viewers, so.
There's only like one thing I said that I won't say again, like that I genuinely was like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. But I've been streaming since I was like fucking 14 years old, and I'm about to be 19. So there's only like one instance where I regret saying something fucked up because I thought it was fucked up for me.
Yeah, but like, anyway, a lot of like, here's a really, really good example. There's this one TikToker that I used to watch. Who was on Instagram at first, and that's where I saw him. And he had a series called, fuck, I don't remember what it was called, but it was basically where he sort of dissed furries one time. And ever since then, he's
been
getting.
That man is gone.
I don't know. I haven't seen him post in a while.
He's gonna disappear.
And ever since then, he's been getting Instagram messages of threats from furries. But not in the way that you would expect. It's them growling into the microphone.
Bro,
so it's fucking hilarious.
On the topic of TikTokers, you guys know that World of T-Shirts guy?
No.
The guy who's saying New York.
No.
Concrete Jungle. You don't know that guy?
No. I know the song.
I remember
that's
like,
called,
yeah.
like my shirt.
It's this guy, he's been involved in some controversies. He's like got something,
did he fuck his cat?
No, he's like, I don't know what he is, but you know, he's not like, all there, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
And he like, he's been involved in some controversies because of some of the stuff he was doing back a while ago. But recently, he was in Mexico all by himself, and he was, like, live streaming. And he kept saying on his stream, like, I drank too much, I drank too much, I drank too much. And, like, he's obviously really drunk. And all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, this guy stops posting for like a week after being alone in Mexico all by himself. He's just gone. And like, I don't use TikTok much, right? But I was bored on a car drive, so I was going through it. And bro, people were thinking like he got killed by the cartel or something, or but then he just made another one, and he was like, "Hey guys, I got drunk and lost my phone in Mexico. Got a new one coming soon."
And everyone was like, "Oh."
Everyone's like, "Oh."
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Like, there are, dude, there are so many times when people thought like they're dead. Like, there's this one YouTuber that I used to watch who did basically that. Like, he just stopped uploading one day, and everyone thought he was dead. Like, everyone fucking thought he died. And then after like 5 months of not uploading, he's like, "I'm back." And he just said, "Anyway, something happened, and I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I'm back, and it's going to be back to uploading." And everything just happened again normally.
And
I stopped watching him.
It's usually like a divorce or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. A friend of mine actually brought that up. YouTubers sort of like their careers start their downfall when they get a girlfriend.
Wait.
No.
And I told him that I disagree, because I think it depends on the girl. Because there are YouTubers who have toxic girlfriends, and then they are the ones who stop uploading. And then there's ones like Markiplier, who got a girlfriend, and his shit fucking skyrocketed. He got a girlfriend, and then he started making shit like A Date with Markiplier, as we said earlier.
Well,
it all depends on exactly.
Yeah.
It all depends on who the person is.
Like, if they support what you're doing, and then that's great. But if if they're trying to control you and like say they don't want you to do something because they don't like it, then like fuck them. Like, not literally, but like,
that's why I've always hated the whole like me or your Xbox conversation with like the guys and the girls. Like, that shit for me. That's actually happened to me once, by the way. Like, I like first girlfriend and my only girlfriend I've ever had did that to me, and we were only like a month into the relationship, and that's when I broke up with her. So
damn. Yeah, that's kind of I guess there's a line in that, like, you know, like a girl, she shouldn't be trying to control you, but you also better be giving her like attention and stuff.
Yes.
And treating her like a human, and like
That's part of why I don't want to give, that's why I don't want to get a girlfriend, because I don't want to treat a woman like a human, you know?
True.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah. Yo, hey, hold on.
Okay, whoa. Treat a woman like a human?
No, okay, the real reason.
You mean give a woman a lot of your time?
Yeah, no, yeah, like, I don't want to give a woman my time because I'm so fucking busy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like... Like, my day is literally booked. Like, my Fridays are literally booked from, like, fucking 5 a.m. until, like, midnight. Like, today is an exception that I'm here.
Yeah, and thank you so much, by the way, for moving it to today.
Oh, no, it just happened to work out. Like,
thank God. Something I actually wanted to fucking bring up was... I personally don't think I should get a girlfriend until I have everything fixed, like, until I've accomplished what I wanted to do, until I see I'm in like a suitable position to actually financially handle it, and also like mentally.
I think you should just, like, when it feels right, you know.
I don't know,
like, when the time's right for you. Like, if you meet a girl and it feels right, I don't think you should be like get away from me right now. Not like that, but just be like, don't shut it down because you're missing one thing, because there's always going to be at least one thing you don't have that you're going to be working for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. If that's what you need to be like happy,
okay,
or feel good enough for a relationship,
let's
look at it like from my position. I have a lot of things that I want to do before I die. I have an insane amount of things, and I just don't have the time. I don't have the time for a girlfriend. Like,
I feel like everyone says that excuse. Like,
well, no,
that's,
dude,
not necessarily.
Okay. Let me just say one thing. I want to be a robot when I'm older, like a cyborg, like full on. Okay. So I have big fucking dreams. Like, I have big fucking things that I want to do, and I'm not just saying that. Like, oh, I'm so. I legit have big things. Like, I'm. Once I have money,
you know,
there's
you know
a
what
lot
I
want to
do? All I want to do is just get old and die. and like
oh my god.
I actually understand that a lot.
Like I guess like my only like thing I want to do is I just want to like grow up and like not regret the way I lived. That's all I care about. Like I don't want to be a fucking millionaire. Like fuck that.
I don't think anyone really does. They just want to have enough money to be able to survive and enjoy life. That's it.
Which unless you're making like fucking eight like 110 a year, it's like pretty fucking impossible.
Mm-hmm. Like if you look at all the millionaires and billionaires nowadays, they're very like passionate about what they do and they like want to try harder to get even bigger. Like look at Elon Musk. This man fucking becomes a billionaire, loses it all on one project, and then gains back double after that project fucking booms. Like this man.
Yeah, but he can like, fucking afford to do that. Like,
most people don't want to do that. They just want
to. Well, most people don't have $100 million to fucking throw at a project.
Yeah, but the same
speak for yourself, fucking loser. Like, I've got like a billion right behind this. Okay, you know how much this thing costs?
It's not that most people aren't willing to take those fucking risks that Elon Musk takes. It's
20,000.
Most people can't fucking afford to take those risks.
Bro, I am balling. You don't know how rich I am. My laptop is totally not on a shoebox to hold my laptop up.
All I'm saying is like Elon Musk can afford to make a mistake. Like
yes. Like, people can't afford that. But
no, I wish I don't want to be like rich, but I also want to have enough to support me or like a family or something. Like my thing is literally on a cardboard box. Like my setup is so janky, but it works. And like as long as it works, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying like I don't have any money at all, but I'm not like, I feel like there's also that side of where it's like, there's no such thing as too much money, you know? I mean, there is, but when it's happening to you, I imagine you're not going to be like, oh, I have too much money. I mean, maybe I'm not a billionaire or a millionaire.
I feel like the issue of not having enough money is never going to go away for people. So like people always want to do something. So for example, like my dad, he wanted to get a boat, and I'm not going to say that we're like poor or whatever. We're in the middle. Okay. We have like decent money.
Yeah. Me too.
So he was like, he's trying to get a boat, and he had the same methodology you do. If it works, it's okay. And that's where he fucked up. He got a boat that breaks down after every hour of it being used. And we didn't know that. So we got stranded in the middle of a lake.
What is happening, bro? Our whole like we started talking about like Twitch streamers making money, and then we're talking about like racism and
bro,
like,
this is like Petra, high school all over again.
Petra's over here saying I don't want to treat females like they're human, and then we're talking about like being millionaires.
Okay, obviously,
like,
obviously, I was fucking around.
Yeah, no. Obviously, but it's fucking amazing because that's what I love about our name, Clueless Cast, because we can legit talk about whatever the fuck we want, and no one's gonna be like, that's off trend or that's not your guys' thing. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Well, like, that's what I love. Valuable things I learned about content creation is even if like the people shitting on you, are wrong in something, like it's not even worth it to correct them. Like,
Petra.
Like, it's better off just ignoring it. Like, if someone replies to you,
fuck you. Like, oh, you're stupid.
Like, okay.
You're not doing a good job at ignoring it.
Yeah, I know. I know you're messing around, but like, it gets hard to ignore it, man. Like,
oh yeah, whenever it really does.
Whenever I used to stream all the time, and I would get like avid like hate chatters, like it would get hard to just like fucking deal with that.
Dude, okay, I have this one guy who watches my streams all the time, and don't get me wrong, I love him. He's an amazing guy. His name's Smooves. I modded him.
Shout out to Smooves.
I literally first time we met, he was like, mod me. I don't know what the fuck was going on in my head, but I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I modded him, and he immediately started to call me like Gru and Shrek wannabe. and insult after insult after insult, and it just kind of got annoying, so I banned him. Then I unbanned him, and now we have a love-hate relationship, and he will always and forever will be my mod.
And I feel like that's like the epitome of Twitch chat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I honestly now I recently just got a new Xbox like on Wednesday. We were recording this on Friday, so like 2 days ago.
Yo, and, don't talk as if you deserve that Xbox. What did you do to get it exactly?
I sold my gaming PC a while ago. But anyways,
can we talk about that a little more? You know, I feel like that's a good topic.
No. But
Zola for
I haven't been streaming. Well, because I wanted to get into music production. Like, I've got...
You could literally install, like, fucking Reaper software on your fucking desktop on Windows.
I miss streaming.
You need a computer to edit that shit, right?
That's why I got a MacBook.
But if you had a computer in the first place, you could have edited on the MacBook. Or you could edit on a fucking computer.
But it was the software I wanted. Ooh, like, the
fucking pirate it or fucking get an emulator. Or
you can't get it on Windows. Okay. Oh, we're getting off topic. What I'm trying to say.
No, we're on topic,
I miss streaming. I miss streaming.
Monkey. When's the last time you used that software?
I miss streaming. And that's what and I fucking thought. I think I want to... I get back into streaming now that I got a new Xbox. I miss talking to chat and shit. Like, bro, there's like two types of viewers. I appreciate all viewers on Twitch and all that. Don't get me wrong. But there's two types that mean the most. That one person who comes in every stream to say hi, even if it's for a second, or if they stay around for the whole stream. Like those people that I'll kiss all
there's
you boys.
And then
the second one is like just the fact that someone's willing to come in and be like, "You're cool. I'll follow you." Like, those are the two best feelings on Twitch, in my opinion.
I feel like if you keep on streaming, like, everyone has that one fan that's been them since, like, day one.
Like, don't pick on him. Just keep talking, Petra.
I have this one
moderator. For you audio listeners, I'm holding up my hand waiting to be called.
I've had this one moderator in my chat for, like, fucking, like, for, like, 2.5 years straight that would just come to my streams every day.
If we never pick on Gee, he can't talk for the rest of the podcast.
No, just fucking say it. Like,
okay. There are three different types of viewers that, from what I've seen. One of them, as Monkey said, the people who pop in to say hi, I just want to say hi and bye. You know, those guys are cool. Don't get me wrong. They're awesome. I love you. Then there's the haters who will come on just to hate. And then there's the lurkers. And I love you guys, too. But it's really
okay, lurkers,
when people pop on and it's like, "Hey, I love you, but I don't have time to watch, so I'm just gonna lurk." And I'm like, oh, "Don't get me wrong, I appreciate the view. I really, really do." What? That's you, I think. See, this is why I said we should record on our own computers, because that won't be in post. Don't get me wrong, I love lurkers, and I think that they're amazing people. But it's a little weird. Like, the fact that you need to have a lurk command is kind of strange. I didn't have one.
There's a lurk command?
It's where you, like, do slash lurk. And it's like, and it replies with, "Thank you so much for popping in and enjoyed the stream." Because lurking is basically just sitting and watching without typing.
I know what lurking is,
bro.
But
there's...
no one actually lurks like they're supposed to. They're definitely getting up to go do something else.
There's times where it's like, you know, the stream kind of dies down for a minute. And then I talk to chat, but then people just stop responding. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, "Bro, that's so fun." Like, or I'm like, "What do you guys think?" And then it's just crickets, and I sit there quietly for like 20 minutes, and then the guy comes back and chat, and he's like, "Hey, what's up? I'm back." I'm like, "I never knew you went anywhere." Like, yep. It says you're here. I'm sorry. For anyone else who's seen that, you didn't see that. That was
the last 10 minutes will be forgotten.
Exactly. My friend is back. We're talking now.
Well, I mean, it's definitely like that's definitely like a struggle. Like, you get all this, like, I guess, you like put all this effort into streaming, and then you start talking about shit, and then there's just like crickets. Like, that's the time when it's hard. Like, if you get a host of 100 viewers, it's easy to fucking be talk. But like, if you have like 0 viewers for like 5 hours, like at that point, like, you really have to be entertaining. And like, if you really want to like grow, like, you, like, just streaming on Twitch won't do it.
Like, that's something that I actually realize with most at least friends of mine who've started streaming, they don't realize you need to be entertaining the whole time.
Yeah.
You need to be 100% funny mode the entire time. And no one is like that. Either you have moments that are so fucking gold that people are willing to watch your entire stream just to see those moments, or you need to be kind of funny the whole time.
Or you just have an entertaining personality, which by the way, how you get one is you just keep on streaming.
Yes.
Like, you just I feel like as I stream more towards the end of my streaming like career or whatever, you know, like towards when I pretty much quit streaming, that's when my viewership was like at an all-time peak. Like, I was like averaging like 11 viewers or something, and that was good, because before I was averaging like 2 or struggling to get 3 for affiliate, sorry, can't speak. Mm-hmm. Now it's like that, it's little progress, but it's good progress. And I kind of wish I didn't quit when I did, but like it happened, you know. All I can,
you can't really go back in time.
I'm the same way. Like, every time I quit streaming and then I come back, I always get more viewers, and then I'll just like dip.
Petra, you're good at stuff. You just like burn yourself out or something. Like, any game this man touches, boys, like this guy could touch any game and he's so good at it. But then he's like,
Petra, want to play Valorant after this?
He was good at Valorant and he played it for 2 whole weeks, and then he's like, I'm out. And then he just never touches it again. And he goes on Twitter, he's like, oh, I wish I was good at Valorant. And it's like, you are good at Valorant. Just play it and don't burn yourself out. Like,
but okay, hold on.
No, hold on. Wait, this guy has crazy talent. Petra, you are great at any game you touch. I believe you can make it as a great streamer. Definitely. Entertaining person. But like, you have it all. Good game sense. You're entertaining at the same time. You're cute as fuck. And it's like, you have it all, bro. I don't get how.
Yo, wait, hold up. Let's go back. Let's go back a couple steps. What'd you say there?
Yeah, I said he's cute as hell.
Is this a confession? Petra, you don't have a girlfriend, right?
Anyways,
you didn't say you weren't attracted to men, right?
I feel like Petra genuinely can make it as a good streamer.
I also,
I think you can too, Gee. Like, you guys.
Okay, here's the issue. Here's the issue with people like me. I don't have a Zoom tool. Hold on.
I live in an office.
I don't have the ability to stream all the time. I can't. My Wi-Fi connection is shit. Dog shit. And I don't have money to buy myself food sometimes. So it's not easy to spend time streaming, especially when I have to wake up at 7:30 every day to actually get this job.
No, I get you. I get you. I'm just saying, like,
the second I can, you better bet your fucking ass that I'm going to be streaming at least 3 hours a day.
I'm just saying, you guys both have the potential to. I myself am hard on myself, so I can't say if I do or if I don't. Because I don't think I do, but people tell me I am. But it's like, you know, you're your own worst enemy type of thing. So it's kind of like,
you just gotta find your own thing. Because I like, okay, do you guys know Charlie Slimesicle?
Yeah.
Okay. What he used to do is he used to put up a picture of like a crowd cheering, so that when he made a joke, he would look at that and then feel happier about a joke.
Are you
that he
really?
Made. Yes, that is something that he would
God.
Do.
No
you
way.
Need to do. You need to find something like that for yourself. Because when you make a joke while streaming, you can't see them laughing. Like, oh, a pog emoji. Okay. Like, you can't do that. So that's what he used to do. He used to make a joke or a pun and look at the thing
see,
on his wall.
What I do is I just laugh at my own jokes because I'm just like such a good person. I'm so funny.
Petra's like, I am the funniest fucker alive.
Seriously, I am.
Laugh at me or die. No, it's just like, I don't know. I would wear a platypus onesie on screen, or my viewers would try and drown. Oh, my water was leaking. My water was leaking. I didn't shut the lid all the way.
I miss the monkey days where he almost died from drinking too much water.
Chat would literally drown me. Bro, I had my viewer rewards super low.
And didn't have a limit. He didn't have a limit on them. Like, dude, they could just infinitely do it.
I remember that era.
That was fucking amazing. But
it was so much fun, and I loved it, and I want to go back to that, because nothing's stopping me. Nothing is stopping me. It's me.
Except for not having a gaming PC. Hmm? What? Who said that? Wait, when? Petra, was that you?
I mean, you could technically stream on a Mac. It would just be like...
dog shit.
Like, it'd be like trying to like go uphill on a weighted vest.
Mm-hmm. I'm not... Well, I could stream...
Instead of going uphill... No. Instead of going uphill on a weighted vest, you'd be going uphill on a boulder with a weighted vest.
It
I don't know what you want me to say. It's doable.
It's doable.
It's very fucking hard.
But I mean, honestly, like Macs are good for I got a Mac for college, right? Mm-hmm.
But it's good for work and school, not for streaming. Not a single streamer uses a Mac. If a streamer uses a Mac, I will eat a whole apple.
I'm sure streamers do. I mean,
hey,
just, I'm sure it's
streamers. If any streamer sees this, please,
you need to have at least 500 followers.
Please, just tell me you stream with a Mac. It doesn't even have to be true.
It definitely needs to be true. I need video evidence.
Okay, send us evidence because next week's episode which is going to be our like Halloween special. It's our second episode, but you know it's Halloween time. Anyway,
I need to get a costume.
This man will be eating an apple, and we plan on having our first guest that episode as well. It's not 100% confirmed, but there's a high chance we'll have somebody as our guest. Well, that's about it. That's going to do it for episode one. We don't know what we're doing. Hence the name Clueless Cast. We're just kind of talking and rambling, and that turns into one thing that turns into another, and then we're talking about racism and then YouTubers or something. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's called having fun. You should try it, Monkey.
Your mom and I have... Okay, I'm...
Do you want me to have fun with your mom again? And hey, maybe I'll let her boyfriend in this time.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode where we make stupid your mom jokes and shit.
It's mostly...
But next week...
But you fucking bring in your mom!
Next week, we're going to possibly have a special guest, but it's going to be our Halloween-themed episode. Episode 2, I know. It's weird to have like a themed episode. But it's Halloween time, and we'll probably have one next year too, obviously. But okay. I like Halloween, so
you better be calling this.
Stop recording.
Wait, no. 1 second. You better be fucking calling this podcast the episode. My mom is so hot. You better be calling it that.
Okay.
He just left the court.
There's no, okay,
all right. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.